T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're talking about the Pittsburgh media and whether we've been too hard on the Steelers, too negative, a 7-2 record, and whether or not fans...
Not just the media, the fans. We get a lot of calls complaining, too.
Well, I think you look no further than today's Post-Gazette. You pick up a special game day edition. There's a great write-up by Stephen Nesbitt on Dick LeBeau, and I would encourage anybody to read that. But then you look at Starkey's column, and it's about the underachieving offense. It's not about 7-2, teams in great shape. It's about how their offense has stunk. This is what Joe wrote in today's Post-Gazette, quote, "Teams that rank 19th in scoring don't win championships. This is now a full-blown five-alarm fire." A full-blown five-alarm fire.
I certainly respect Joe's opinion. And he's entitled to
it. Is that too
it.
Negative?
You know, when you're 7-2, I think it is, but that's just me.
To me, everything gets compared, or everything is talked about in the prism of winning a Super Bowl. This team has the talent, especially on offense, to look like a Super Bowl caliber team. And I don't think this offense has looked like a Super Bowl caliber team enough this year. So that's where the negativity comes in for me. If you even want to call it negativity, or you want to just call it stating facts, talking truthfully. 19th in scoring, 31st in red zone offense. Dysfunction. Players complaining, acting up. That doesn't sit well with people. 412-928-9370. Let's talk to Tony. He's on the Fan. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. Listen, you ask if it's picked, if we're picking on it as a fan or the media, and I think we are. I'm not ashamed to say that. I look at what's happened in the past, and I kind of anticipate the future based on that, and I know I'm going to be headed for a heartache here. And the thing that bothers me about this team more than the players are the front office, because we've seen this. We've seen New England, for instance. First of all, they're in our heads. They're in everybody's heads. I don't know if players' heads, but they're in our heads. And we see them get aggressive during the trading deadline. We see them getting aggressive at the beginning of the off season. They're going for it. And we rely on the draft, and then we wait for teams like Cleveland to cut a Joe Haden, and then we sign them.
Yeah, but you can't state that point about signing Joe Haden.
That was a
great negative.
Signing. They gave him like $21 million a week before the season started. They gave him a ton of money. How is that bad?
You're missing my point, guys. Missing my whole point. They're proactive. They're at the beginning of the offseason going out and getting guys. Like they traded the number one pick to get that wide receiver, Cooks. We're waiting for teams to make decisions, and then we go out and we sign a Joe Haden. That was almost the last day of training camp that happened.
Wow.
I want to see R2 getting aggressive.
I just have a real problem with that. I mean, they bring in the guy whenever you bring him in. Joe Haden wasn't available in the offseason. He was available when he was released. Are they you punish him for waiting to sign him? I don't get that example of something that they've done wrong. I give him tremendous credit for
me
it.
Me too.
To do that, to spend that kind of money at the last second.
A dozen teams wanted him, and they were the lucky winner. They were either the highest bidder or they had the best sales
pitch. He probably wanted to come here, too.
I'll make a baseball analogy. Do the Astros care that they got Justin Verlander 2 seconds before September 1st? It was the last trade made.
Didn't get him in the offseason, this guy said.
It was the last trade made in the entire baseball season in terms of eligibility for postseason rosters.
I think they're pretty happy with how it turned out.
The point about thinking about your team compared to the teams you believe can win a Super Bowl, not just limited to New England, but other teams that you fancy as contenders, and thinking like your team is doing something wrong or isn't doing something right based on the talent that it has, I don't think that's being nitpicky. So when you see New England without Edelman still hit the 30-point threshold, score 40, and you look at all the weapons in this offense and they can't break 30, I understand why fans get irritated by that. Here's Pete. He's on the fan. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I don't think the media is being nitpicky or overly criticizing the Steelers. I think they brought the criticism on themselves. They come out early in the season, we're going to score 30 points a game, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
Yeah, we didn't put that. We didn't set that goal for them. They did themselves. They set it, not us.
Exactly. And then you see them go out and lay an egg against Chicago. They go out and lay an egg against Jacksonville. They barely escape with the win against Indianapolis. I think it's right to criticize them.
So they should be in your mind. Now, Pete, they should be in your mind 9-0. Then that's the only way you would consider them. They should be 9-0 in your mind. Would you be happy if they were 9-0?
I'd be thrilled if they were 9-0.
Okay, thanks, man. 9-0 is the only thing that's good enough.
No, I don't think it's just that.
Okay.
Don't you think part of it is also the way that these guys have acted? You get a guy on what is perceived to be a great football team say, trade me. Are fans not supposed to criticize that? They have to.
Well, I mean, absolutely. And we all did, and no one had a problem doing it. And to quote Tony Dungy, immaturity, absolutely.
How about Brown throwing a Gatorade cooler?
I didn't like that, but that's who he is. It certainly wasn't the first time he did that.
Right.
We've accepted him for who he is. He does that kind of crap. And he's the best wide receiver in the league. We accept that.
But that's also a correct time to criticize somebody, isn't it? I think.
We were both hard on it. So was the quarterback. We did. It was a distraction that they didn't need. But you certainly move on with that with him.
The Bears game.
The anthem fiasco. They admitted it was in their heads.
So, you know, those are reasons why fans are not thrilled with 7-2.
Now, I just keep going back to your prediction at the start of the season. The number one team in the AFC was New England.
Yep.
The number two team was Pittsburgh. And after nine games, that's exactly the way they are.
Yep.
Yet we're all over them for underachieving.
We're not all over the team for underachieving.
Well, the defense lost a game in Chicago every bit as much as the offense did. Jacksonville, it got away from them because of the interception.
I don't entirely agree with that.
They ran the ball down their throats.
I agree with that part.
200 and some yards. Couldn't stop them in overtime. They at least hold them to a field goal to give your offense a chance.
Who dropped the touchdown pass at the start of that game?
That was Martavis Bryant, I believe.
Who botched a punt return at the start of that game?
That was Eli Rogers.
To me, it was a total effort. It wasn't just the defense.
Okay. When you give up 220 yards rushing, it's pretty bad.
Well, how many points did the Bears score? Did they hang a 30 spot on them?
What was that? 23-17, I believe, was the final.
412-928-9370. We talked to some national media members this week. Jason Lockenfora, Jarrett Bell, both well-respected, saying, hey, chill, Pittsburgh. You're in a great spot. 7-2. The rest of the AFC stinks. You got the best record. Relax. And then you hear some of the things that are said by us, by callers, by fans. Today's Post-Gazette, Starkey, taking the offense to task. And I'll openly throw out the question. Do we nitpick or criticize a 7-2 team too much? 412-928-9370. Also on Twitter, at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.